More than 100 Democratic lawmakers are urging the U.S. House of Representatives to investigate sexual misconduct allegations against President Donald Trump. The lawmakers made the request in a letter to the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which was initially signed by 59 Democrats, mostly women. But the number quickly rose to over 100 Democrats after their male colleagues joined in. 16 women have accused the president of sexual misconduct, incidents which occurred before Trump was elected president. The White House has denied the allegations. Trump has accused the women of fabricating stories, claiming he has never met them before. Joining us live now from California is Mark Weber, who is the director of the Institute for Historical Review. Thanks for joining us, as always. Is the president, do you think, above the law in the United States in this case, or will he be held to account?
The president shouldn't be above the law, but just the other day, the White House press spokesperson made the astonishing statement that because the allegations were made before the election and Donald Trump was elected anyway, the charges against him should be disregarded because the, in the words of the White House press spokesman, the American people have spoken. That's a despicable point of view because it implies that if someone's elected to any political office, charges of misconduct or even crimes should be disregarded. As a practical matter, Donald Trump is probably not going to be held accountable unless this rises, the indignation rises much more, because he still has a majority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, and they're going to be looking out for their own interests above the ethical standards that they like to apply to their opponents in the Democratic Party. So right now, it doesn't look like anything immediately is going to happen, but we'll hear more about this in the months to come. It's obvious, I think, to the world that Donald Trump is lying. Either he's lying or the 10 or 16 or 19 women who say that he groped or grabbed or otherwise sexually mistreated, were sexually mistreated by him are lying, and I think it's obvious who's lying. But the big loser in all of this really is the American people. That's because leaders of both parties excuse or play down or tend to play down conduct when done by members of their own party, but are applauding charges and pointing fingers when it's the opponent's party. And Donald Trump is engaging in, and other Republicans are engaging in exactly that kind of behavior. The result is to increase the already high levels of distrust and cynicism of the American people, because this, what's happening in recent days only underscores once again the entrenched lack of consistent principle and consistent ethical standards in the American political system.
So I wonder, at what point in time does the president become a liability to the U.S. establishment, really? Because this is sort of becoming embarrassing to an extent, is it not? Where his scandals continue to grow, his statements continue to become ever more outrageous on Twitter, for example. You know, at what point in time do we reach that crossroads?
Well, there really isn't much ethical standards. To be really blunt, it's bad enough, of course, in the sexual matter. But if one really wanted to apply any kind of consistent standards, especially for impeachment, it should be Donald Trump's activities in Syria. That's a violation not only of international law, but even of American law. That alone ought to be grounds for impeaching Donald Trump and for calling him to account. The public has a much more salacious interest in sexual misconduct than it does in violations of international law or acts of war overseas. But however somebody can be held to account, that's all the better. That's all good. We're going to see more toxic contempt for decency, his reckless disregard for truth. All those things were obvious even during the election campaign last year.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to share your insight with us.